This is Changing Course. I'm Todd Steed, talking via Zoom with Rachel Ray, who is in Shanghai in a quarantine hotel. She's doing fine, by the way. She is the communications director for the Center for Global Outreach here at the University of Tennessee. International Education Week is coming up next week, November 16th through the 20th. I asked her what they have planned.
So many things. I've never imagined a International Education Week almost fully online and virtually, but we're still able to offer a lot of programming, traditional programming like a keynote speech and activities online. And some of the featured activities this year, for example, we have a first ever International Career Day. And that's something that we have never done before by the Center for Global Engagement. And solely for the reason that, you know, a lot of the international companies and global companies, they do have to travel here to UT to interact with our students. But this year, I think it's unfortunately we have the pandemic, but the silver lining is that we are able to reach entrepreneurs, industry leaders from all over the world. So just give you some quick example. We have a entrepreneur session in the morning starting at 11:15 on November the 16th. And one of the panelists is right now in Mexico. And he started co-founded a company called Tech Mobile. And that company has the exclusive right to sell the cell phone technology in Latin America. So he's 30 something and very young. So I'm very impressed by the lineup we were able to secure. And also some other panelists, we also have Tracy Snowden, who actually started a company and helping to promote the culture and social media exchanges between the immigrants and the people who native in different countries. So that's also something very interesting that we are able to do to actually take advantage of this virtual platform.
I asked Rachel Ray if she had seen an increase in students wanting not just to study abroad, but to work and live abroad.
I do think so. Once you get a taste of it, I think there's really no going back. And Todd, for yourself, I think that statement holds very true. And that's one of the reasons why we are having this International Career Day is for the students this year. Of course, I mean, we have this travel restriction. They wouldn't be able to go abroad. But I think one of the responsibilities we have at the Center for Global Engagement and at UT as educators is not only to bring our students to the world, but also bring the world to our students and to the state of Tennessee. So that's what we're doing with that. And the students will hear from the panelists of the global industry, such as, you know, Denso, Nissan, Accenture, and Pepsi, Frito-Lay, and also from our State Department. And the students can also explore the career beyond industry. So we're bringing speakers from Peace Corps, from Diplomat in Residence. So the students can learn about if I want to just work for the United States government to be a diplomat overseas, how do I do that? And we also have the Fulbright, where the students can take advantage of that going abroad and pursuing a graduate degree or do research. And we also have, like you mentioned, like JET program. What if I'm interested in Japanese culture? And JET program is something that students can do after they graduate to teach English in Japan. So we do have a wide variety of the of things and different industry represented at the International Career Day. But again, International Career Day is just what kicks off the whole International Education Week. We have whole other lineup of different events for the rest of the week.
You know, at one point you're having thousands of people go abroad and then very few. How has that been?
I think that's a very interesting change, and it gives us some time to be more innovative, to taught us like not only to be patient, but also be proactively thinking about the great ways how we can further engage our students. And even without the mobility, how do we bring the global engagement on campus? And that's one thing I think more and more people on campus will realize